Next, I'd like to introduce...
Throw your hands in the air if you's a true player.
This is Sheeman and Shepherd.
That boy is good.
Good and terrible.
You shut your mouth.
I think you two dudes are going to become real homies.
Where do we find these guys?
Oh, man, I hate those guys.
Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Hello, everybody. It is a terrific Tuesday. That's what we do. Coming up later on, a lot going on. Red Alert, Master P Theater, fun stuff. Got a Monday Night Football game to talk about, the start of the NBA season, and Game 1 of the World Series. I am Craig Sheeman along with Pete Shepard. We got Chris on the other side of the glass, and we are good to go. Our phone number, as always, 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. That's also the Stony Brook Golf Club text line. You can follow us on Twitter at 99.3ESPN. You can follow me at CraigESPN. You can follow Pete Shepard at PSHEP326. Don't forget to download our app for free and check out our website, 993ESPN.com. Pete Shepard, I am not going to call your Patriots the stupid Patriots today because you won me money. So I'm going to give you a one-day break from my annoying little habit.
Nice, thanks.
I will not refer to them as the stupid Patriots as they blank the Jets.
You can refer to them as the awesome Patriots.
No, I will not go that far.
Yeah, you can say whatever you want about the schedule. You can say whatever you want about the schedule.
Cakewalk.
Whatever. You can say, well, if it's that easy, then everybody should be doing it, right?
Bama's played a tougher schedule.
Yeah, yeah.
I know that would be it, but I know deep down how you feel. An absolute dissect. That game was over the first nine-minute drive. It was over. By the way, I did not know this till I got in here this morning, but Sam Darnold, I'm not kidding, had his toenail removed earlier today. I don't know which toe yet.
A ghost stepped on it.
But that certainly explains everything.
A ghost stepped on it. He was seeing ghosts out there.
Adam Gase should be fired. I would fire his ass today.
Why?
After I thought it was... There's one thing about getting out coached, and there's one thing, but he is... To not make any sort of adjustments last night, he left that kid. Yeah, he threw some bad passes, but they baited him into throwing him because he's just not experienced enough, and he was dead meat. But to not know how to adjust to blitz zero blitz coverage, to not have a safety valve guy available to him on at least every 90% of the plays is ridiculous. And he left that kid out to dry. Should have taken him out midway through the third quarter after the fourth pick. Hey, like Booger said, and I was saying the same. Hey, son, just let's call it a day. You're going to be starting next week. You're just starting for the rest of the year, but it ain't working today. Let's call it a day.
What's bizarre
horrible,
about it? This is
horrible,
one week.
Horrible,
this
horrible
is
coaching.
One week coming off of a very impressive win against the Dallas Cowboys, where I thought his confidence would be sky high. And now it's back in the toilet again, I guess.
Well, not that he can't come out of it, but I mean, it's a different level. And let's face it, that was men amongst boys. It's a different level all the way around. But Adam Gase did not do himself or his team any favors. And neither did the NFL, by the way, by airing the ghost comments, which Le'Veon Bell's tweeted. Everybody's upset that I'm seeing ghosts out there.
If you don't know what that's about, he was mic'd up for the game for ESPN. And he was sitting down on the bench after just getting crushed by the pass rush and saying, well, I'm seeing ghosts out there. I mean, he's thinking things were there that weren't there. He was more concerned with the pass rush than he was looking downfield, and he admitted it, and he said it was on tape, and ESPN aired it. Now, some people are upset that ESPN aired that personable moment.
Here's what...
That vulnerable moment.
Well, and Manish Mehta, who covers the Jets for the Daily News, he's been around for a while, and he's contributed to ESPN as well. NFL Films signed off on Sam Darnold's ghost comments to be aired. They had a rep on site, and his sources say that people high on NFL Films totem pole were not happy that the rep cleared that comment for air. Mm. So, and Le'Veon Bell tweeted out, the NFL screwed Sammy over. There's not one player in the NFL who's cool with having every sideline convo broadcast to millions. There's a reason we've never heard other QBs frustrated on the sideline like that before. That's crazy. NFL did Sam dirty as hell.
Well, here's the deal with those. I like them, but they're never useful. And you're not gonna air things that show a strategy and give that away. Now we can't show emotion or a guy saying he's seeing a ghost. What are we? We're just supposed to show him grunting and moaning when he's in contact on the field. I mean, they're almost worthless.
Well, the stuff you know, think about the stuff when it's what's mic'd up. It's usually coaches screaming at players.
It's very generic stuff, though.
Generic stuff, or somebody's cracking a joke.
Yeah.
Somebody's making a fight, like, oh, yeah, you know, or it's a lot of, you know, grab ass talking on the field, you know, smack talking on the field. They know, I got you here, I got you there. Good play, man, good play. Did you hit me hard? That kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But so, yeah, it's a. It probably shouldn't have been aired, to be honest with you. And we all, I mean, because all it did, you started laughing.
And good thing
I felt bad for him.
Not only was it on national TV, but the guy lives in the number one market. Well, you know they'll be talking about that all day long.
Oh, well, absolutely. Right. And if anybody knows what the – well, go ahead, because Chris is ready.
Well, I was going to say, before we go to Chris, today is Chris's birthday, shall we?
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
All right.
Happy birthday, young Chris. Happy
still
birthday.
Young.
Happy birthday to you.
Stop it. Not even 30. Please. For the love of God. Why are you doing that? You're going to
really
lose your
holding
voice.
That note there. That's what we're going to call it.
Yeah. God. Everybody text in and phone in your birthday wishes to Chris. He'll want to answer the phones at 239-337-ESPN.
So, going out for a big dinner tonight.
Just text them in, please.
Out for a big dinner tonight.
Yeah, big plans. What's going on?
Big plans. got a nice bottle of wine for my birthday.
Yeah. Aged?
It's a nice bottle of wine.
All right.
It's
nice.
Don't just go up to the shelf and grab this off and pay for it. You got to go behind the counter and ask for it.
Really?
It's big stuff.
Got a little dust on the bottle because it's been there
it's
forever.
Good stuff. Camus, if anybody enjoys.
Is that red or white? I'm sorry.
It's red. It's a big
it's a
cab. Very, very smooth. Almost like drinking butter.
Friend of mine loves that. Friend of mine loves that wine.
It's expensive, but man, is it good. So I got that from the in-laws, actually my wife's grandmother for my birthday.
Nice.
And just texting with Sam right now, told her to go and get some nice steaks, a couple porterhouses.
One just for you?
Nope, two.
Because that's your move. You
two.
Go buy steaks for you, but not the rest of the
family. I'm going to cook one up for the wife and myself.
But your son loves steak.
Well, the problem is I don't get home until like 6:30, so by the time I actually get this thing cooked, it's like 7:15.
Yeah.
And he can't go that late without eating dinner. He eats dinner about 5 every day, so... He's going to get something. She's going to make something for them. Yeah. I don't know about that nice. Fried
not that nice.
Fried bologna or something like that.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. The Dopey says, wishing you a happy birthday. Hope it doesn't interfere with your 6:30 appointment in the bathroom that we learned yesterday that you have every day. People say my voice is the voice of an angel.
Well, thank
people
you, everybody.
Say also you're really annoying.
Gasbag says, where's Stephen A. Smith? I don't care. Good luck. So there.
All yep, right. the big 29 today.
Wow, you've got another decade around the corner now. Finally.
It's scary. 29. So I'll be old next year.
Next year it'll be we won't have anybody 20 or 29. We won't have any 20 somethings on the show anymore.
29 was 1996 for me. Wow, isn't my first full year in Boston.
Clubbing days,
wow.
Huh?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Well, thank you, everybody.
Yeah. All right.
Really
now, at 9 minutes past the hour, it is time for Chris's first Sports Center rundown as a 29-year-old. Here's Chris.
Wow.
All right. On top of the Patriots winning on Monday Night Football last night, they have acquired wide receiver Mohamed Sanu for the Falcons for a second-round draft pick. World Series starts tonight from Houston. Astros host the Nats. The Astros going to start Garrett Cole. The Nats will send Max Scherzer to the hill. NBA season tips off tonight. Doubleheader on TNT. First up at 8, Raptors. They're going to get their rings hosting the Pelicans. That's followed by Clippers hosting the Lakers, but there will be more Lakers fans there. And the XFL's schedule is out.
There you go.
That's awesome.
We'll
Vipers open up with the Guardians.
Who are the Guardians from?
New York.
New York Guardians.
It's the Tampa Bay Vipers against the New York Guardians. That's on Sunday.
Is that here? Or is that Tampa?
That's in New York. Okay. That's on Sunday, November 9th. So it'll be a nice warm...
February 9th.
February 9th. What did I say?
November.
February 9th. Sorry. Up in New York. That game will be on Fox.
Quantum Leap. Chris, happy 29th birth anniversary of getting evicted from the womb. That sounds like something. That's like a Stewie Griffin line.
Stewie never heard it positioned quite like that, so I appreciate that.
I could see Stewie saying that.
Do the Vipers play in the Raymond James? Does anybody know?
Yeah, there's not another football stadium in Tampa.
I think they do.
That's where USF plays.
Yeah, I think they do.
All right, very good.
And there's not another football stadium in New York other than MetLife.
Right. Wow. Big venue for that. All right, very good.
I'm just a player.
All right, so Mohamed Sanu is now a Patriot. What was going on? Was he not getting enough touches in Atlanta? I mean,
no, they had talked about getting him during the draft, actually.
Yeah, that's what Schefter was reporting.
Yeah, but
why wasn't it working out? I mean, nothing's working out. Is Atlanta starting to break it down to the studs?
I think they're getting, they know it's over.
Well, you got a second round draft pick for your third receiver.
Yeah.
It's a win-win for both
sides. They've got two first round receivers on that roster with Julio and Calvin Ridley.
Yep.
You realize that Sanu does have a higher passer rating than Tom Brady. I'm sensing a quarterback controversy.
He has the highest passer rating of anybody.
Yeah, he does.
But I think it's win-win for both sides.
They were really sniffing around O.J. Howard, too, the Patriots.
You heard about Sanders out in Denver. And people are saying, a second round is a lot to give up. But I have a feeling that they had to give up a second round because somebody was going to give up a third to get him.
Does this feel like the Josh Gordon injury might be bigger than what it actually is?
I don't think so. I think they need another receiver. They've been looking for one. This is even before Josh got hurt, they were looking for one. But I'll tell you what, man, that's a hell of an arsenal. And then if they're all healthy and, N'Keal Harry, Gordon, saw Watson last night after he doinked the first one off his head.
Slow start for Watson, but then he came through and had a good game.
He came on strong. But all of that, I mean, when you got Bolden, that one throw he made with Bolden lining out split left and the back shoulder throw, I mean, that's the kind of stuff that a lot of teams don't do. So they'll be fine.
Well, enjoy it while you can, because Adam Schefter spent a lot of real estate on the pregame yesterday, connecting dots, saying, and Adam Schefter does not speculate.
Mm-hmm.
But he speculated loud and clear. Tom Brady's house is for sale. His beloved trainer with TB12, what's his face that you hate?
Mm-hmm.
His house.
Guerrero.
Guerrero's house is for sale. The contract voided at the end of the year that we all know about. Adam Schefter was putting some strong dots together. Says, look, don't be surprised if Tom Brady is not here in New England next year. Now, I'm not going to speculate, he said, on what he'll be doing if he'd be done with football or playing anywhere else. But the dots are aligning. Yeah. So enjoy it now, Pete Shepard.
I enjoy every day.
What are you talking about? I said two decades to enjoy it.
I enjoy every day, whatever
it's
happens.
Over.
Remember.
Hey, trust me, if I left my job, Tom Brady, and I know him a little bit, he's not calling
he's
me.
Not
saying,
he doesn't care.
Hey, please come back on the radio 2 to 6 one more year.
So, I'm turning 29 today.
Yeah.
Yeah, we established that.
He's had 19 years in the league. I don't remember pre-Brady.
Oh, God.
It's awful.
I do. Let me tell you, it was a good time.
It had to have been.
We had our league back. I mean, not me with the Lions. They were disastrous. But anybody could have possibly won a Super Bowl. Anybody. Imagine. Hold on. Imagine a time, Chris, where you kicked off the season in September, and it was a clean slate. Like, anybody, any of the 32 teams could have won.
Well,
it's crazy.
It was an amazing time.
You forget the 4 years in a row. Buffalo won the AFC 4 years in a row. People were saying about, I'm going to get some new blood in that, blah, blah, blah.
4 years when is not 19.
When the Cowboys won, well, it's not. But, hey, run your team better. I tell you, I take nothing for granted. I was there for the good, the bad, and the ugly. So I'm just taking it one day at a time, enjoying it day by day. I think Baker Mayfield is going to be in for some big, 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 big time trouble on Sunday.
Well, we're going to mow through all the rookie quarterbacks that were drafted from a year ago. We got Sam Darnold, check. Baker Mayfield, check.
Josh Allen.
Josh Allen twice
check.
A year. Check, check.
Well, Darnold too.
Yeah.
Only once with him.
But
Adam Gase last night, that was an embarrassment. It was an embarrassment of coaching. And to not be able to adjust in any way, shape, or form was ridiculous. I would have fired him today.
Good luck, Jets fans. Have fun with that.
Jets fans are beside themselves right now. Oh, on social media, unbelievable.
So are Eagle fans. Eagle fans have lost it.
They've lost their minds.
I get it. Like I said, I get the Northeast mentality sometimes, but sometimes the torrential flood of ill luck. I mean, they are bailing on Carson Wentz
like he's some
bum out of Hoboken that they picked up. It's ridiculous. Oh. You know,
and that's where Buddy the Baker is, right?
Huh?
Hoboken, New Jersey.
Hoboken, yeah, where Frank Sinatra's from, and yeah.
Buddy the Banker.
All right, what do we think? Ooh. More importantly, other than the game, since that was not interesting after that first 9-minute drive.
The highlight of the game came at halftime.
Yes, what do we think about the Star Wars trailer, the last one?
I posted on my Facebook page today, goosebumps, the Emperor is up, which we could speculate after the first trailer when you heard the Emperor in the background, the laugh. But I think it's going to be phenomenal.
Sounds like Pete Shepard with a cold.
I'm really curious to see what happens with C-3PO. If they send him off on some suicide mission.
Yeah, it looks like he's going to die. What's up with that?
I don't know. I tried to slow down the part where Ren and both of them.
Careful with your coffee there.
I know.
You're swinging your hands and.
I'm going to lightsaber, fake lightsaber.
There you go. Pen.
What? Now, I did not cry when Iron Man died, but will I cry when CP3O dies?
C-3PO.
C-3PO, sorry. Got a little
CP3 is Chris Paul, who starts his season tomorrow night with the Thunder.
C-3PO, of course, was built by Anakin Skywalker, a young Anakin Skywalker.
That's right, going back to the first one.
He is a machine, remember?
Is Luke Skywalker going to be in this more than 2 seconds like one?
I think you're going to hear his voice in the background as part of the Force. No, because you saw what happened at the end. He died at the end, technically, but like Obi-Wan, his soul, so to speak, still sort of lives within the Force.
Lives in the ether.
Yeah. The Force will be with you, Craig.
Will it?
Always.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It seems to me like they're trying to pack a lot into this one.
Well, this is it.
This feels like it could be a 3.5-4 hour long movie.
I don't think four, but I think it has to be.
It's got
to
be.
It's not three.
It's got to be over three.
Yeah. I want to know
how. You can't keep that pithy.
I hope they do the background. Where's the Emperor been? Has he been, you know, after Darth Vader, Anakin threw him over in Return of the Jedi, and fell down that big. Where did he go? Did he jettison himself somewhere? That's the thing.
See, Millennial Mike brings up a good point. Brought tears to my eyes seeing that trailer, knowing that something that has been part of my whole life, it's coming to an end. He felt like a dork, but again, Chris, we've been watching Star Wars movies since like 1978.
I know. Crazy.
But they are going to do a lot more Star Wars movies, just different timeline.
Of course.
You know.
Yeah.
They paid $4 billion for that franchise. They're not just going to let it go away with this one.
407. What do you mean Iron Man died? Spoiler alert. From about a year ago.
That does look pretty cool.
Yeah. It'll be a good movie.
Yeah.
2 days before Christmas or something like that?
December 20th, yep.
All right.
That's 5 days before Christmas, Craig.
That's five. Well, I'm not going to go the first day. I'm sure you two will buy your tickets in advance.
I'll be there that Thursday night.
Yeah. 239. Could we see Brady going home to Ann Arbor?
To do what?
Coach, baby, coach.
By the way, they published.
He may go run for office.
They published the coaches' salaries in college football today.
Yeah, I saw Charlie Strong. Did you see that?
You're now
Guess how much he makes?
He's
number 15 or 16 in the country.
Are you bleeping me?
Guess how much he makes a year.
I have the list.
Take a guess.
I mean, if he gets paid in the... He's the 15th highest paid coach.
$5 million a year.
Life is good.
Oh, my gosh.
Charlie Strong, $5 million a year.
Dabo's on top of the list at 9.3, Saban at 8.85.
Who's number three?
Number three?
Jim?
Oh, yeah.
Harbaugh.
Yeah, Jim Harbaugh, 7.5.
Unbelievable.
Let's see. A&M's Jimbo Fisher at 7.5. Kirby at 6.87. Fisher has the largest buyout at $61 million. Dabo's buyout is 50. Four SEC coaches are in the top 10. Auburn's Gus Malzahn on 6 at 6.83 mil. Florida's Dan Mullen is 10th at 6.1. Texas's Tom Herman was the top paid coach in the Big 12. 7th overall at 6.75. Jeff Brohm is 8. Is he the highest in the Big Ten?
At Purdue?
Yeah. Lincoln Riley 9th at 6.3 mil. Ed Ogeron
only making $4 million.
I'm going to go out on a limb here and say Lincoln Riley will be getting paid more money next season.
As the coach of the Cowboys?
I don't know. He might stay at Oklahoma.
Yeah.
But he will be getting paid more than $6.8 million next year.
I would think.
By somebody.
Will he top Dabo or Nick? Or does he have to win a chip to do that?
He's worth it.
It's pretty good.
He's worth it to that program.
Mm-hmm. He's a hell of a quarterbacks coach.
They're saying Bob who?
But I saw the Charlie Strong. It's like $5 million.
Hey, that's absurd.
Life is good, man, for him. This is going to be his last year there. I wonder buyout is.
They're terrible.
Maybe they can hire Willie Taggart back.
As a matter of fact, 239 has just texted that.
Oh, USF will.
Again, and then Florida State, because they're going to have to fire him, right? I mean, Taggart's going to get fired. Pruitt's probably going to get fired.
I give him one more year because it's $17 million?
Does Pruitt get fired? I think Pruitt gets fired.
I don't think Pruitt gets fired yet.
You know?
I think.
See how they close out the season.
It's too early.
Yeah.
I think he gets one more year.
Let's see how they close out the season.
They've been showing signs.
Yeah, I think
they had
a
first half. They had a first half lead against Georgia. They showed well in the first half against Alabama.
Yep.
Like they're turning it around.
They're moving.
People are talking.
They're not.
I mean, they're not the bottom of the SEC.
They're not the bottom feeders anymore.
but they're 1-3. Kentucky's 1-4. You know
what's Vandy?
Vandy's 1-3 as well.
Oh, who's their SEC win?
Did they beat? Hang on, they beat.
Saw another Pete Shepard special. Missouri lost again this weekend, so they're out of the talk.
One loss.
That's what they beat, Missouri.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, 21-14. That's their.
Now Mizzou still got Florida and Georgia on the schedule.
I wouldn't sweat it if I were them.
Yeah,
I wouldn't either. But dang.
Oh.
Nice win over Northern Illinois.
Gasbag did it again. So we need to be doing the list music when we're doing coaches' salaries.
And that was my bad.
Yeah, it's all right. It's your birthday, Chris. It's
whatever.
Now, here's my gift to you.
You already gave me a gift. Thank you, by the way.
You're welcome. But I would prefer you not do country music, but I will have no commentary on your choices of bumper music today for the whole day. That's my birthday present to you.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, don't make it too yee-haw-y.
I
prefer you not do country. I mean, I'd rather you do your favorite rap songs. I mean, whatever you want, Chris. You want to do birthday theme music?
I mean, honestly, you're what...
Oh, I make music. It go. No,
you
that's
don't.
It.
No.
I makes it go.
No, birthday like, music. I don't pick my... The rejoin music based off of what you enjoy, Craig. I never have.
Oh, I'm aware of that.
Right. So
I'm painfully aware of that.
It's always songs that I like.
All right. Well, you do whatever you want to do there, and you won't get any reprieve. I know sometimes you brace yourself. Okay, Craig's going to hammer me for this.
You guys do the Beatles. That's classic. That's upbeat, too. The Beatles' Happy Birthday is today's your birthday.
Oh,
that's
I'm not
kinda,
doing that.
Oh, it's kind of funny.
Today's your birthday.
No.
Sarasota Charles says story came out today that FSU is targeting Urban Meyer and Brian Kelly. Good luck. That ain't happening.
Blazing Glaze, another display of too much money in college football. Imagine all the scholarship kids could get with that money. Blazing Glaze, I got news for you. If you think the coaches are bad, I keep telling you, go look at some of these chancellors and presidents and look at the perks that they get with the mansions, and I mean mansions, not to mention cars and second homes, and it is obscene the raises that they get on a yearly basis, and all that keeps happening is the tuition goes up and up and up.
Nick Saban is the highest paid salary in the state of Alabama. He doesn't pay a dime for his house, his mansion he lives in
on
the lake.
It's paid off.
It's part of his deal.
Yeah.
Well,
the boosters pulled money together about 5 years ago and paid off
what do you spend your money on if you don't have a massive mortgage?
And what's the president of the university doing?
I'm sure he's not living in a hut.
I'm sure he's getting even more perks than Saban. Guaranteed.
Well,
it'd be close.
I don't know about that.
You look at what Jimbo had worked into his contract at Texas A&M. His house is paid for. He's a member at the most exclusive country club in, what's the city or town?
College Station.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Exclusive College Station country club. I know it sounds like an oxymoron, but still, like, there's some there.
You can smell the cows waft again and you're at your first tee box. Yeah.
By the way, I got a tee time set up for Sunday morning.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm excited.
Going for Saturday.
Well, I mean, you should, Chris. I mean, not only is it your birthday, but you did like double dad duty all weekend while your wife was gallivanting
around
the country.
Celebrate all week?
No.
Oh, we do that in my house. Celebration goes on all week.
Yeah.
Yeah. I milk that for all it's worth.
No, I don't like that.
Why? Go ahead.
I just, what? Birthdays are like buttholes. Everybody's got one. You don't care about it unless it's your own.
Well, that's not true. I sang to you on the show today.
No, I'm serious. Like, just,
I woke
cares?
Up today and I says, oh, you know what? Today's Chris's birthday.
Why must it be birthdays are like buttholes? Why can't it be like birthdays are like a pinky finger? Everybody's got one of those, or a thumb. Why does it have to be? Because
you got two of those.
I don't know.
Because just,
he's
birthday.
Got two of those. You don't have two birthdays.
No, and opinions birthday, are like armpits. Everybody's got them. Most people stink.
When you say birthdays are like buttholes, all that's going to do is induce the text line to God only knows what.
Yeah.
We already had a picture this morning when it came in. First thing I saw was somebody last night after the show sitting on the toilet.
This is, for those that listen in the 2 o'clock hour, Chris shared with us, and God knows why. That he's a regular person, a little sit down in the bathroom at 6:30 every day as soon as he gets home. I mean, late in the day, but everybody has their own schedule. And then we had people started texting pictures of them on the can.
Did it yesterday.
Most impressive one was the guy that said he sat backwards on the toilet so he can use the tank behind the toilet as a table to eat his breakfast. That's what we devolved into it in the 5 o'clock hour.
I mean, it's genius.
I
just don't know why I would. Unless there was a TV also in back of me, or maybe mounted to the wall, I see no reason why to do that. I just don't. But it is an ingenious method. I'll give you credit for ingenuity, absolutely.
Is this for real? Millennial Mike says, my best friend does not have a butthole. He lost it in a motorcycle accident. It had to be sewn up.
Well, what?
Does it mean you have a colostomy bag? Or what? Is that how you go through life? I need more information.
I said true story.
Not really.
719, happy birthday, butthole.
Okay.
Hey!
This is what this is devolving into.
Swanee Don, and everyone has pinky finger speed. Okay. Index finger then. Middle finger.
There you go.
Thumb. Toe.
All right. We'll
toe,
come back. We'll,
Sam Donald doesn't have one anymore.
Yeah. So did he stub his toe and have to have the toenail removed?
Yeah. I'm trying to find out what toe it was.
Well,
does it matter?
Is it the right big toe or the left?
Well, I think if it's
toe?
Your big toenail and you took your big toe, it kind of hurts more than your little toenail. Your little toenail is only tiny.
Ugh. I jammed my toe the other day. It was right before I was getting ready to cut the toenail. The toenail was getting a little long. Oh.
I had one ripped off in baseball before. Threw my cleat.
No!
Turned a double play. Spiked. Good slide. Just hit my shoe the wrong way. Until I got done, yes, after the game, took my spikes off.
Nice.
Blood.
Bloody mess.
Bloody sock.
Sleeps with Fan Guy says the first words I heard when I tuned in are like buttholes. All right, thank you. That's what we've... I'm going to take a break. Don't forget tonight, game one of the World Series. We'll have it right here on 99.3 ESPN. It's in Houston. We got the Nationals and the Astros, 7 o'clock. We'll talk a little bit about that series. And the NBA starts tonight.
Woo!
We got to put that on the poll, see if people are aware. Are the World Series? Did you know the World Series is tonight?
Or the NBA.
And did you know the NBA is tonight?
Steph Stradley from the Houston Chronicle is going to join us at 5 o'clock. There's a little bit of an incident going on with Brandon Taubman, the GM. Assistant GM of the Astros.
Assistant to the GM.
Yeah, we'll fill in the details.
Yeah.
It's an office reference.
All right. All that coming up, it's Sheeman and Shepherd and Birthday Boy Chris on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Congratulations to me and also Mads Beach Surf Rats. Who's going to get the prize in the Sheeman and Shepherd or the fantasy football?
For what? Second place?
For second place.
Second place is first place loser. What are you talking about?
Not in this game.
Not in this game, because I can't win the prize, even though I won the 193 points this week. But congratulations, Mad Beach Surf Rats came in second, 173. And Gatora came in third, 156. Scarlet Fire in fourth, 155.
All right.
Brady Hater came in fifth, 150.
Brady Hater.
Good name.
Good name. That is a solid name.
Stupid name.
Where did we finish?
Yeah.
Did we both top 20 it?
You were 21st. Craig was 14th, and you were 21st. Craig beat you by 4 points.
That's like me winning. I'm telling you.
Not even close.
That's like 3 weeks I've beaten Chris out of this deal.
You just said second place is first place loser, and now you're claiming victory from 14th place?
Except when I finish ahead of you, the fantasy expert.
Expert.
By the way, you can find all of Chris's expertise and Chris's fantasies at 99.3 ESPN.com.
Got a lot of waiver wire targets out there right now.
Right.
11. Right. 11 guys. That's a lot of names for a waiver wire list this late in the season.
All right. Check that out on our website, 99.3 ESPN.com.
But this is what happens when Ryan Tannehill takes over in Tennessee. All of a sudden, those high-drafted wide receivers start to have value.
Yeah.
How about that?
How about that?
Ryan Tannehill, the savior.
I won't go that far.
Ridiculous.
But, we have a new O.J. Simpson tweet that just came out within the hour. We'll play that next hour sometime. He's, both of you will be interested. He mentions the Patriots and the Dolphins in his little diatribe, if you will.
Hey, Twitter world.
Yeah, that's him. As Pete mentioned last segment, we will talk with Stephanie Stradley of the Houston Chronicle. There's a deal going on that you need to know about going into the World Series tonight in Houston after the ALCS championship in the locker room. An executive, Brandon Taubman, he is assistant to the GM, Jeff Luhnow, shouted in the direction of three female reporters in what Sports Illustrated called an offensive and frightening manner, praising Roberto Osuna. You remember they took a lot of heat for signing him last year, coming off of a 75-game suspension for domestic violence. Mm. There are others that corroborate the story and the attitude with which the executive barked out toward the women. So this has got some legs. It's going to be an interesting story.
Well, I got to say, this is what he said. He said, thank God we got Osuna. I'm so bleep and glad we got him. And one of the ladies was wearing a purple domestic violence awareness bracelet. And the general consensus is it certainly seemed like it was like being directed. Like, stay.
And keep in mind, this wasn't during an interview or anything. This was just after the celebration. And also keep in mind, this was after Osuna just blew the save. Mm-hmm. That all got covered up because Jose Altuve hit the game-winning home run at the bottom of the ninth, but Osuna had just blown the save. It would given up a home run in the ninth, so I don't know why he'd be praising him at that time unless there was some other agenda. I wouldn't be surprised if this guy's fired by the end of today, to be honest with you. So we'll see. We'll talk to Stephanie about that.
Certainly exactly what Commissioner Manfred trying to avoid, because here it is. And these stories always seem to come out. It doesn't matter what sport, right? This is the last thing any commissioner in any of the majors wants to come out right before game one of the particular championship slash title is a story like this, which takes away from the game, because Fox is going to have to address it. They're going to have to.
Absolutely. No doubt about it. Tonight it'll be Max Scherzer, former Tiger, against Gerrit Cole. These two guys combined for 569 strikeouts this year. There are going to be a lot of Ks. Mm. The question, the Nationals coming on 7 days rest, the rest of rust. I think that affects baseball more than anything. I think you got to play every day in baseball, so I wouldn't be surprised if they're flat, but who knows?
And just real quick, I just want to read the Astros statement because this is what they sent out today. The story posted by Sports Illustrated is misleading and completely irresponsible. An Astros player was being asked questions about a difficult outing. Our executive was supporting the player during a difficult time. His comments had everything to do about the game situation that just occurred and nothing else. They were also not directed toward any specific reporters. We are extremely disappointed in Sports Illustrated's attempt to fabricate a story where one does not exist. Well,
that was my initial radar said that was the case that went on. Then we heard a reporter from was it Sports Illustrated or was it the Chronicle that corroborated the attitude with which this was barked out at the three women. And in fact, that person said he or she wished they had spoken out sooner.
Mm-hmm.
So here we go.
Which is why this is what happened. I mean, now it's a week later, not a week later, a few days later,
it's a couple days
later. No, that was
Sunday. Yeah. So it's 3 days, 72 hours later.
And, the Astros are the biggest World Series favorites since 2007. Pete Shepard, how are you rolling on this one?
I mean, I picked the Astros at the beginning of the season. I think.
Do we have stickies on baseball?
I think.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, we do. So, Pete and I both picked the Astros to win the World Series. Craig,
Yankees.
You went with the Yankees.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Well, that's
yeah.
I don't remember that.
Well, you did it.
I don't know why I would pick the Yankees.
You want to go back and check the tape?
I think I would pick the Astros. I think this is fake news. I mean, I've always thought the Astros were the best team in baseball. I don't know why I would pick against them. That doesn't make any sense to me.
Yes, it does.
But if that's on the paper, I'll go with it.
Well, it is.
I don't know. Craig, you also picked the Brewers to be in the World Series. Like,
it's not a bad pick. They made a playoff.
You just didn't get.
I had Brewers Yankees in the World Series.
Not only that, the Brewers are up 3-1. Washington comes back.
What, in the eighth,
in
right?
In the eighth inning. Otherwise, who knows what? I mean, that's, you know, you got to wonder, and I hate when people do this, but I'm going to do it anyway. These teams of destiny. You know, are the Nationals a team of destiny? They're down to the last couple of outs, and they tie the game. And in the wild card playoff
game. They did
it. One game elimination game.
They did it in game four against the, game five against the Dodgers.
Yeah.
Out in Los Angeles.
Yes. Yeah, they were down 3-1 in that one too, if I'm not mistaken. Came back and tied it, and then went on to win it with the Grand Slam.
No, our preseason World Series picks, I was actually the closest. I had a Cardinals Astros World Series. That was pretty close. Yeah. Four games away from making that happen. No, Pete, you had a Cubs Houston World Series. Right. Craig, you had a Brewers Yankees.
I want to recount. Pete Seven Iron with a couple of texts. Most recently, do you guys ever not suck? But then a few minutes ago, he said in capital letters, "Pete, I love you." So I'm confused by Pete Seven Iron and what he's really trying to get at.
Pete Seven Iron.
Donnie says 2 weeks ago, Craig was a perfect 8-0. He cannot be wrong now. I thank you for mentioning that, Donnie. You get extra bonus points as a listener for re-mentioning my 8-0.
That doesn't mean anything. Those are meaningless bonus points, Donnie.
If you're going,
they're listener bonus points. They're real intangible.
If you're looking at shekels, I mean, on a game, I mean, the Astros are minus 206 tonight, and the Nationals are almost plus 180. Unless you got a gazillion dollars, you're doing fake shekels. You got to bet the Nationals every game. You have to. You take your chances.
Turn $10 into $5.
Yeah.
No.
Ah.
Oh, you mean going Astros?
Yeah. If you go Astros.
You could turn
10 into 20,
maybe 18
or 18. Yeah.
Now, which will you spend more time watching? Game one of the World Series or opening night of the NBA?
Yes.
Opening night of the NBA.
No. Not till 10:30, which that by that time, hopefully the Astros and Nationals will probably be in the fourth inning.
What is
all those strikeouts?
Yeah. What is our poll question going to be on the Twin Peaks Twitter poll? Are you even aware that tonight's opening night of the NBA?
What are you looking forward to most tonight?
It's actually already up.
Okay.
Here we go. What do we have?
What will you be watching tonight? World Series Game One or NBA Opening Night?
Okay, that sounds good. All right. When we come back, we've got Sound Street. Next hour is a big 3 o'clock hour already. We'll have Red Alert. We've got OJ. We've got Master P Theater. I don't know if we have enough time for all this, so stay with us. All that.
Master P Theater. Debating on what I'm going to come up with.
You haven't
today.
Picked your selection yet?
That's right.
I'm debating.
Are we going to have time to do an OJ tweet?
It depends long Master P Theater. But yeah, probably. We could
OJ in any time.
Solid double segment.
Huh.
The Pro Watercross Championship is coming to Seguin Community Park in Naples from October 31st to November 3rd.
Shots fired at Donnie on the text line.
Oh, man.
All the info on this free event is up at 993ESPN.com. Brought to you by Naples, Marco Island, and the Everglades CVB, and on Florida's Paradise Coast. What did I miss while I was reading from Donnie?
Little Quinn wants to know if Donnie's mom cuts the crust off his peanut butter and jelly. Dopey says that Donnie is obviously not thinking clearly. He's delusional from only eating peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. And Joseph says that you're out of your element, Donnie.
Wow. Keep it coming, Donnie. I'm your fan.
Better than fake. Just fix a picture of a busted fourth toe.
Ew.
Sheeman and Shepherd, Sound Street, next,
99.3. Nice little tootsies.
ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Those are awful feet.
Taking a cruise through all the sound.
But they're not going to rook us.
Don't you ever talk about me.
Who was talking about you?
Come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
I can say anything I want. That's the beauty of this country.
I'm not laughing about it. You think this is funny? I take this serious.
It's time for
Sound Street on Sheeman and Shepherd.
Let's start last night, Monday Night Football, Jets and Patriots. Sam Darnold, it's getting close to Halloween, and he's seeing ghosts on ESPN.
Seeing ghosts.
Seeing ghosts.
That's not good. And you already said they're going to keep bringing it. I would, too.
No,
and they are.
All right. Here's Van Noy from the Patriots saying he was amused about the Darnold ghost stories afterward.
Said at one point on the ESPN broadcast that I felt like he was seeing ghosts out there.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's the boogeyman. It's real.
you talk about the kind of the continuity of your defense where up front you guys are putting
pressure. He really said that?
Yes.
He
really said that.
Wow. Sam Darnold on his Seeing Ghosts comment in the post game.
Sam, ESPN caught that Seeing Ghosts comments. How do you feel about that? What were you thinking then? What can you share about that?
Yeah, you know, I think for me, I just got to, you know, just when I talk to the coaches, I just got to be, you know, straight up. And, you know, for me, I just got to see the field a lot better. That's kind of what that means. And, you know, just it was a rough day out there, rough night out there. And obviously I got to be better and learn from the mistakes. But we will get better.
And blitz zero coverage again. This is all about him seeing ghosts, meaning he was seeing linemen that he thought were going to come in and didn't come in. And Adam Gase did not coach him properly, left him no safety valve guy at all. They left Le'Veon Bell open all night long, tried to throw it to him, got picked off a couple times just out of the four there or the five. It's just it was awful. And ESPN probably shouldn't have aired that comment. But
and so Le'Veon Bell got smacked one time in the second half too, waiting on a ball to come to him. Adam Gase says that was brutal.
Obviously, that was brutal. We just didn't do anything right. All three phases, we were bad. It was just bad performance. Can't play that way against these guys unless it'll look like that, and it's just not good. We got a lot of work to do.
Afterward,
that voice is so irritating for a Jets fan. I know, as a Dolphins fan.
Yeah.
That exact press conference right there is what drove me to sports hate Adam Gase.
Yeah,
just the yeah, man. We weren't good enough tonight. Damn it, show something, Adam. Do something.
Yeah.
Come out all monotone like that. You're not Bill Belichick.
For example, let's hear how they do it on the other side. Here's Bill Belichick.
Good division game on the road. Thought that you know, our guys were ready to go today. Got off to a good start. That was a great opening drive. Seemed like took up most of the first quarter. You know, had some turnovers on defense. Good complimentary football all the way across the board. Offense, defense, special teams. A lot of guys contributed tonight. Which is what you need for a good division win on the road. So, you know, got to give the players a lot of credit. They played hard. They played relentlessly. And, you know, we're able to make some plays early in the game and, you know, play pretty solid for 60 minutes.
Wow, when Bill Belichick has a more interesting soundbite than Adam Gase, what are we doing?
Well, what's
Breaking news! Breaking news!
Oh,
another trade in the NFL. Uh-huh. The Denver Broncos trading wide receiver Emmanuel Sanders and a 2020 fifth round pick to San Francisco in exchange for a 2020 third and fourth round pick. Adam Schefter breaking that news.
That was the other rumored guy maybe going to the Patriots. So I think it was one that was going to be one or the other. If Sanders didn't come to the Patriots, he was going to San Fran because San Fran was interested in Sanu also.
And that makes sense now. You look at that. Third-round pick going to Denver. That's kind of what you were talking about, Pete, where New England had to get up to the second because you knew that their third-round pick was going to be the last, second-to-last, third-to-last pick in that round.
Yeah, third- and fourth-round picks now going to the Denver.
All right, very good. We've got some more NFL sound to get to in a little bit. We'll also preview the World Series some more, all that coming up. Of course, that's game one tonight on 99.3 ESPN starting at 7 o'clock. We've got Red Alert next hour. Master Pete Theater and O.J. Simpson. It is action-packed. Hour number two next. Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.